monthly fee opt-in, then what we know is anybody who's paying that, even if it's a nominal amount, anyone who's paying that, we know is going to be motivated for it to not have contamination, right? So I think you look even in the case of ECUA, I believe in the county, presently it's opt-in, but it's opt-in free of charge. So it becomes, it also, same scenario. Yes, it's opt-in, but anyone's gonna opt-in for a free can, and then it's going to be used as a second garbage can because it's cheaper than paying for a second garbage can.
Yeah, this is Mayor D.C. Reeves yesterday during his press conference talking about the announcement, sort of pre-announcement, really. It's nothing as final, he said, but soon enough. We're going to stop curbside recycling in the city because contamination problems. It's a problem. And then, you know, he says, look, in the county, they do it for free, which is true. I live in the county and you don't pay anything for it. And the contamination is persistent because people just think of it as a second trash can, or they don't know the rules, or. But for whatever reason, we have a major problem, contamination and recycling here in this area. Bruce Woody is the executive director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, ECUA. They handle your water and your sewer and your garbage and your recycling and your, you know, mulch and tree limbs and things like that for the county and some for the city and for several other local municipalities as well here in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Bruce, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So let's talk a little bit about this. I know you and I have talked several times about, and we know the issue is contamination. 50% of the stuff that's going into the recycle bins, at least in the city, is not recyclable, like it's just garbage?
True, and that's a gross number overall, no pun intended, of the by volume of what comes into the recycling center that has to that is separated from things that are recyclable that ultimately have to go back to the landfill. So by weight, 50% of what comes in the front door winds up going to the landfill just because it shouldn't have been there in the first place.
And then what happens is the people who do recycling properly, their stuff gets mixed in with all of the bad stuff, and so it's ruining everybody's day, right? Because, you know, the people who are recycling properly, they're doing it right, but their stuff is going to the landfill, which is you're having to pay extra for that as a penalty, even though you're doing it right because a dummy down the street won't do it right, basically, right?
That well put. That's true.
You don't have to use the phrase dummy down the street. I can say that. But I think that's the whole point. Okay, so what is it, just people using the recycling bin as a trash container, or is it because they put stuff in there that's not recyclable? Mostly, what's the issue?
It's a little bit of both, but I think the worst of those two abuses is folks who just literally use it as a second trash can.
Okay.
No, we do get a lot of things that people put in the recycling can with very good intention. They toss in something that is made of plastic and also contains metal, so they think, well, maybe this is recyclable. But things like electrical extension cords, all that does is wind up getting wound up around equipment and causing problems. Really, all that we can recycle are the basic simple things, glass, paper, cardboard, plastic bottles with either the number one or two label on it, plastic milk jugs, aluminum cans, tin cans, those, you know, very simple, basic things. If it has a combination of materials or if you have any doubt whatsoever, please put it in the trash can instead of the recycling.
You know, that's a good way to put it. If you have any doubt, or as you say, if it's a combination of materials, what's the most... Because I know the people who are putting their trash in there, I mean, all I can fix that is by slapping them in the face. I don't know how to fix that. That's so stupid. But I know that there are a lot of people who try to recycle properly, and they just don't know the rules, and they maybe do things that get in that cause contamination inadvertently. What's the, by volume or weight, whichever you prefer to answer, what's the biggest mistake that the well-intentioned people are committing? What's the thing they put in there that they really should put in the trash?
Yeah, some of the most common things are, first off, things that tangle up in our equipment that are real problems. Electrical extension cords.
Really? Okay.
Garden hoses, things like that.
So those aren't just lark items. Those are real. That's common. People put that in the recycling.
Yes. It's common enough that we've even put large stickers on the side of our equipment, you know, pointing out that particular item.
Yeah.
Cloth. People throw away sheets and clothing and things like that.
What?
There are many dangerous things that get tossed also, batteries, and not the normal, ABC, AA batteries. Those are appropriate for garbage, but not for recycling. But the dangerous ones that we wind up with are lithium ion batteries, either for computers or other types of equipment, that when those get punctured or damaged, they create sparks, create heat, and cause fires.
We were
closed and had $500,000 worth of damage due to a battery fire last year.
Wow. Yeah, I remember
people
that.
People will throw away small propane containers with fuel still in them because the container's made out of metal. Those things puncture and explode, and they cause problems.
So this is wish cycling in its worst version. It's people not understanding what the rules are, thinking that they've made the world a better place when they've actually made it a significantly worse place. Okay, I guess I'm just naive because I've lived everywhere where there's been recycling. Sometimes it's, at the source. I lived in Oregon where you had to take it into a, you had to take your glass and cans in to be recycled. I figured there was just sort of a little bit of deviation from the rules. People putting the greasy cardboard from the pizza box in or something, and that was it. And here I find out that people are throwing all kinds of ridiculous things in there, and not just on a lark, but, really routinely. All right, so Bruce, so solving this problem, what about putting, a sticker or something on the can so that people can see just these five things, and keep it as simple as you can? I mean, there might be the occasional thing they really could, but you just don't want to focus on it like paper because you don't make any money. But have you guys looked into putting something on the can that says this and only this?
Yes. In fact, we've been doing some coordinating with the city of Pensacola. Now, this may change with the mayor's recent announcement, but we each have our own stickers that we've used, refrigerator magnets and other sorts of things that we give out on a regular basis to try to help promote what can and can't go in the can. And we are talking about renewing that campaign with a sticker campaign on the lids of recycling cans.
Can I make a suggestion just as a citizen? The sticker magnet that has 34 things that are acceptable, nobody will remember and nobody will read that. I'm literally, make it like you're talking to three-year-olds. Pick the four best things that you make the most money on recycling that are the best profit centers for, setting off the cost, and just say, just these five. Like, super simplify it. Just these five and nothing. I mean, I don't know. That would be my recommendation. Obviously, you guys are going to do what you need to do. On a different note, yesterday you guys had a meeting and the board voted a couple of rate increases, several rate increases, right?
Yes, it's the time of year that we review our preliminary rate setting. And last night they discussed water, wastewater, and sanitation, all three. They did make a decision to increase water and wastewater rates by 5% for fiscal year 24, which starts October 1. The biggest discussion was on the topic of sanitation, mainly regarding recycling. There were proposals to either set a rate for recycling instead of having it be just a part of the large base rate without a separate, but they went back and forth with between that and just increasing the overall base rate and spreading the cost over all of our customers. In the end, it was that second option that won out, so we are not assigning a specific recycling cost. Instead, they raised the overall base rate by 9.5% for next year to help cover the extra costs of recycling.
Okay, so trash collection will go up 9.5% if it gets ratified the second time. Recycling will continue to be no charge, and water and wastewater are going to go up 5%. Is that what I heard you say? I just want to make sure I got the numbers right.
Yes, if I can characterize it a different way rather than by percentage, $2.63 is the dollar amount change from the current rates to next year's rates. So next year's rates will be $32.80 total. By the way, that number is still less than what the city of Pensacola charges this year, and certainly quite a bit less than what they're charging for next year.
And that's for sanitation? That's for garbage pickup?
Yes.
Okay. And just –
garbage and recycling, yard waste. And
got it.
Waste
and yeah, I got it. And also, I just want to make sure, I am assuming that rate increase – is basically meant to be an offset against the higher price of everything, including fuel, drivers, employees, insurance, across the board. Because unlike ad valorem taxes, which go up by nature, even if you keep the millage the same, if it's a base amount that you charge, that's not going to go up unless you actually raise the rate. Do I have that right?
Correct.
Is that enough? Is 5% and 9.5%, is that enough to offset cost increases?
Yes. 5% on the water, wastewater is a comfortable number, despite the fact that CPI has been going up quite a bit higher than that. We do our best to try to keep numbers that are at or below CPI when we can. Now, the number on sanitation is higher than we would otherwise like it to be. But again, we're trying to address issues on the recycling front. Commodity prices are way down. Contamination is way up. If we can, if both of those correct themselves a little bit, that'll help us next year when we have next year's considerations.
Okay, super blunt question. I don't know what the answer is, but from a total, like everything is as it is right now, okay, would it be cheaper, just purely only the money, would it be cheaper to get rid of recycling, or will it be more cost effective to put in this rate increase? I mean, if that were the alternative, would we be better? I mean, I know we do recycling for reasons other than money, but just from an offsetting of the tipping fees and the money we make on reselling it, financially, just purely the numbers, would it make more sense to get rid of recycling?
Yeah, recycling does not pay for itself. It costs money to actually do recycling. That's the reason the private sector is doing it. Private sector would be out there doing it if there was a profit opportunity there. That it's, as you see, it's only cities and counties that are providing recycling programs, with the exception of aluminum and metal.
Right, right.
That's about the only thing where you can really make any money on. So it has to be subsidized. And the answer to your financial question is yes, it would be less expensive.
Okay.
Overall,
and that's what I figured. I mean, that makes sense, because that's why you're having to put in a costing. In part, seems like 5% would cover the just things are going up. The other is because we can't do recycling properly, but we're committed to keeping the thing. And that's what I wanted to understand. So that really helps me answer that question. Bruce Woody, he's the executive director for ECUA. Bruce, it's a dirty job, but somebody has to do it. Thanks for doing it, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.